The name of this story is Three in One, and it begins in the kitchen of Philip Smith's home. Philip has just come home from Daily Vacation Bible School with a problem on his young mind, and he comes to his mother, almost challenging her to offer an answer to it. It isn't often that children know more than their elders, but Philip thinks this time is an exception to the rule. He steps up to his mother, who is stirring up a cake.
Mother, I'm not going back to that vacation Bible school anymore.
Well, whatever brought on that decision? You liked it pretty well yesterday.
That teacher we've got doesn't know what she's talking about. She's not even scientific.
You're sure you couldn't be mistaken? Maybe you're the one who's not scientific.
All right, Mother, look. Isn't it true that the Bible is supposed to be right about everything?
That's right, Philip.
Then if what my teacher said is really in the Bible, then the Bible is off on arithmetic.
Go ahead, son. You've bitten off a pretty big mouthful. I hope you can chew it. How is the Bible off on its arithmetic?
All right. How much is one and one?
Two, of course.
How much is two and one?
Three.
There, you see. Arithmetic says that two and one are three. But that teacher says that one can sometimes be three, and three can sometimes be one. That's crazy.
Well, now I see what you're getting at. Your lesson today must have been on the Godhead, the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Yes, and that teacher says that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are three, and yet they are one. How can that be?
Well, first of all, Philip, it's true because the Bible, God's Word, says it's true. It is also true because we see around us every day so many examples of three in one or one in three. For instance, this cookbook I'm using. It is three in one, the cover, the pages, and the words or the thoughts contained in the printing. All three go to make one unit, this book. Now, here's another illustration of this same truth. Philip, get me one of those eggs over there.
Here's your egg, Mother, but I sure don't see what an egg has to do with what we're talking about.
You'll see. Now, first of all, this is an egg, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no question about that.
Very well. Now, watch me while I break it. I'll need the white of the egg for my cake, so I'll just separate it from the yellow.
Boy, Mother, that's neat. The way you do that without dropping any of it.
There. Now we have the shell here. In this bowl is the white of the egg. And in this one is the yolk. Would you say that they are three separate things?
Well, yeah, but they are still egg.
Could you have an egg without all three of these parts?
No, I guess you couldn't.
So you see that while the shell, the white, and the yolk are all separate things, yet they are each dependent upon the other to make a single unit, an egg. Now there again, you have the three in one.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Mom. And you couldn't use a shell in place of the white for your cake either, could you?
Well, not without disastrous results. Each of these three parts have their own uses, and you could not use one in place of the other. So it is with the Trinity. Each has a special place in our lives. Now, let's talk a little more about this. I want to be sure you really understand what the Trinity is and how it's possible to have three in one.
Okay, I'm listening.
Another type of the Trinity is the sun.
You mean the sun up in the sky?
Yes, I mean the sun up in the sky. Now, let's see how it pictures for us God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. No one has ever seen that great ball called the sun, not even the astronomers.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am sure. For all that we see is the light from the sun, for it is only the light and the power of the sun that comes to earth.
Oh, I see.
And just so, no man has ever seen God the Father at any time. But Jesus Christ came to earth. Men did see him. And like the sunshine, he is called the brightness or the outshining of God's glory. And just as astronomers have learned a great deal about the sun by studying the sunlight, so we can learn a great deal about God the Father by getting to know God the Son, who is Jesus Christ, who came to earth. Is this clear so far?
Yes, I see what you mean, all right.
And just as the sunlight is the sun, so Jesus Christ is God. For example, on a cloudy day, when the sun suddenly shines out, what do you say?
I'd probably say, oh boy, here's the sun.
Would you mean by that that great ball in the sky had suddenly come into your schoolroom, for instance?
No, of course not. That would be silly.
That's right. For it is the sunlight that you see, and yet you say, there is the sun. Because the sunlight and the sun are one, and we call them both the sun. So God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, are one. We call both of them God, for both of them are God.
That sure takes care of one being two and two being one. But remember, the teacher said three is sometimes one, and one is sometimes three. Now, how about the three part?
Well, I was coming to that. You see, there is a third element in the sun. It is the chemical power of the sun. Philip, you remember that little garden you planted this spring?
I sure do. I had the best radishes and lettuce in the whole neighborhood.
Do you remember what your radishes and lettuce looked like when they first showed above the ground?
Yeah. They were just tiny little green shoots peeping up. But it was sure fun watching them grow.
And what made them grow?
Well, I guess it was the sun. That's what people say anyway.
Yes, but what they really mean is the chemical power of the sunshine. Now, what do children need to make them grow in a normal, healthy way? The sun, we say. And yet again, we mean the chemical power in the sunshine. That power is distinct from the sun and from the sunlight, and yet it is one with them. And we speak of it, too, as the sun, for it is the sun.
Boy, that's really something, isn't it?
And the Holy Spirit is like that. He is a distinct person, and yet he is one with God the Father and God the Son, Jesus. He is God, the Holy Spirit. He quietly works in our hearts, unseen and unknown, except by the wonders that he does in giving life, the life of God, to those who will receive it. Now, Philip, you see how the sun is a perfect example of three in one and one in three?
Yeah, I really see it now. I'm sorry for what I said about my teacher, Mother. I'll go back to Vacation Bible School tomorrow, and I'm going to ask God to forgive me for doubting the Bible.
And learn your lesson well, son. For as you grow older, other questions about the Bible will come up in your mind. But always remember, there's an answer in God's Word if you'll look for it. You'll meet unsaved people who will try to destroy your faith. They'll laugh at you and call you old-fashioned for believing God's Word. But always remember that God doesn't ask us to understand everything we read in the Bible. There are many things we'll never understand in this life. All God asks of us is that we believe His Word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We don't have to understand. We just have to accept and believe.